This is Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth in the studio with two special guests today, as today is the first day of the City of Marquette's 2021 edition of Art Week, and it's really exciting that it is returned because of the pandemic and everything that's happened. So we have a theme with Art Week, which is Reconnect, which is a wonderful thing for all of us in the greater Marquette area, and we are reconnecting as well in the studio today with two special guests. We have Ben, he's part of the Shape and Sound Arts, and he's got some events to speak about throughout the Art Week. And then we also have Marlene Wood with us as well, artist in the Upper Great Lakes region. So good morning to both of you today.
Good morning.
So Ben, let's start with you. So Shape and Sound, that's a combination of visual arts and audio arts. So can you introduce
Correct.
Yourself and just kind of talk about that a little bit for us?
Sure. So Shape and Sound Arts, it's me and Patrick Booth are kind of the two main instructors. I met Patrick kind of early on in my time here at Marquette, and we just got talking and we saw eye to eye a lot on how we thought we should bring creativity into students that are learning about arts. And we kind of got these ideas about trying to do a program that combines some of them together to kind of, you know, both learn from each other, because I don't have a music background and he doesn't have a visual arts background. So it's been really cool to learn through him as we teach mostly kids, but occasionally adults as well. And, you know, this year for Art Week, we just really knew that the community needed something big to get them out of their houses again and get a little more acclimated with being around people. So we've just really been trying to go full force. We're collaborating with a lot of the other great organizations in town. You know, we're working with Studio South on Tuesday. We're working with Fringe on Thursday. We're doing stuff with the Children's Museum and the Liberty Children Arts Program on Friday, and then we're doing stuff with Fringe again on Saturday. So we're just really trying to be busy and get out there in the community and doing a lot of cool creative stuff.
Excellent. Sounds like a great way to help reconnect people and connect with the arts as well, with a lot of different occasions for learning about different mediums of art and combining those two together. So that sounds great. That's wonderful. And we also have artist Marlene Wood with us here as well. You've been helping out with Art Week to do a lot of different initiatives, plein air and other things like that. So can you give us a little intro about yourself and what you're doing for Art Week?
Sure. Like you said, my name is Marlene, and I'm a local artist. I'm in Zero Degrees Gallery here in Marquette and Open Wings Gallery in Munising. I'm from Chicago, but now I live here in this beautiful, diverse land, and so I want to do everything I can to help keep it so. And the pandemic has been kind of hard. I've had to go down to teach in Escanaba, but at any rate, the big thing is Reconnect, and the project that I'm doing, one of the projects is an art installation down at Lower Harbor, and I call it Reunite, which is part of Reconnect. And I have about 31 people cutouts and about four or five dog cutouts that are up to 4 feet tall, that are primed in purple, and they're going to be put in various places around Lower Harbor, so it depicts reconnecting. And I'll be having the community come and paint them. So on Wednesday, I'll be working with Fringe, which is awesome, in their creativity tent. And anybody who wants to can come paint clothing onto the wood figures. And then on Thursday, I'll be working with Liberty Children's Project from 1 to 3, and that'll be over by the playground. And children can come over there and they can paint clothing. If you're under 8, you have to have a parent with you, but other than that, any age. So that's the one big thing for Art Week, that we'll be, you know, putting them around the trees and the fences and the benches. And one will be by itself. There'll probably be a few by itself, but one will have a mask and the rest will be ready to reconnect. So that'll be awesome. And then on Friday and Saturday is the Fresh Coast Plein Air event, which, of course, was canceled last year. I'm really happy all this stuff is going this year, and I hope a lot of people attend.
Yeah.
Friday night will be the first night, and that is Dusk to Dark, and people can come out and paint. And then Saturday, it's all day. And any artist, no matter what level, and we have lots of wonderful prizes for all different levels, about $2,600 worth of prizes for two levels, including People's Choice, which to me is the most important, actually, because I think it's nice to see what the people like. We'll have a little reception on Saturday when it's all over, with the judging, I believe, takes place between 4:30 and 5:30. And then after that, people can come in and, you know, look around. There will be art for sale. The artists will be there to talk to, and we'll have some treats. Last year we had a barbecue and wine and all kinds of stuff. This year we had to pull back because of COVID. We didn't know what the strict restrictions would be at this point.
Sure.
But we will still have a great little reception, lots of camaraderie, and, you know, we don't want just artists to come. We want everybody to come. We want the community to come, because people will be painting throughout the shoreline, throughout the landscape, and throughout historical Marquette. So there's going to be a lot to see. I think it's going to be awesome. So those are basically the things that I'm doing other than my normal crazy schedule.
So a little busier schedule for you, but for a good cause and a good reason for Art Week in the city of Marquette. Again, this is the, I believe, sixth annual for this 2021. I'm not sure if that's exactly correct, but I do know that you can find out more information at mqtcompass.com. You can find the full list of events for Art Week. You can also find a PDF that's provided with every day, basically giving you the events for the day, things that you can engage in, and also if they're kind of children appropriate, that's also got some little icons on there too to help kind of discern what might be the best thing for everyone here. But just a reminder, we're speaking with a couple of guests today. They're artists in the area helping out with Art Week this year as we are reconnecting. And it's Ben Pawlowski.
Pawlowski.
Yep, with Shape and Sound. And then we also have Marlene Wood with us as well. So is there anything that maybe we missed along the way, or anything that you'd like to add? Ben, do you want to?
Yeah, I'll just go into a little more detail about some of those events that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday at Studio South, we are starting in the afternoon with what we call analog photo filters. So it's kind of a play on, you know, a lot of youth today really likes playing with the filters that they have on their phone. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of playing with that, but we create art on like clear pieces of acetate that are kind of designed to interact with a photograph. So it kind of gets to be this interesting collaborative thing, because one person can create the art, but then somebody else might, you know, take a photo using that art. So some interesting kind of reconnecting that can happen there.
Yeah.
And then later in the afternoon at about 4 o'clock, we're going to be kind of setting the area up to do a bunch of different stop motion animation. That's kind of been a thing Patrick and I have done more as us as artists. We've done a lot of collaborating with doing stop motion animations that I design and then he puts music to it. But now we want to put a more educational spin on it. So we're going to kind of have a few stations set up to kind of give people an idea of how they could do this at home. Because stop motion animation, it is something that you could spend a zillion dollars on all kinds of fancy equipment, but you could also just use like an old smartphone that has a camera on it and do some really cool stuff. I actually made, at the very beginning of the quarantine and everything, I made a music video for my friend's band just with like, it wasn't even my newest phone. It was just like a phone that I had that could still take pictures. So if you even, you don't even need to get a new phone for it. You can play around with it.
Dig through the drawers at home and find
that old phone. Just really trying to show people that you don't need $1 million to have a creative outlet is kind of a big theme with Shape and Sound in general. And then on Thursday, we are going to be set up in Lower Harbor with Fringe and everything. And we're going to be doing a whole bunch of different simple drawing games. They're kind of meant to be games that kids could learn quickly and then again also play more at home or adapt the game to their own needs and ideas. Friday, I'm working with the Liberty Children's Art Program along with the Children's Art Museum. They're doing sidewalk chalk painting kind of all over the place. We're going to be specifically set up at the Marquette Commons, and we're going to be doing a giant maze. Are kind of a big part. I do a lot of mazes in the art making that I do. I actually currently have sort of an installation set up at Campfire Co-Works where there's some windows that are teaching people how they can draw a maze, and then there's some examples of mazes on some of the other windows that people, if they want, we're going to eventually have dry erase markers set up so that people can walk up to the window and try to solve the mazes on their own.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so yeah, at the Marquette Commons, we're going to be, excuse me, doing a big maze on the sidewalk there that's meant to stay up for a few days. So even when people are coming to the farmer's market over the weekend, they can try to solve the maze on the ground and everything.
Sure.
And then Saturday, we're doing another sort of installation collaborative thing. It's a little trickier to explain, but it's I refer to it as a drawing web. And essentially, we want as many people as possible to come by and do a drawing that somehow connects to a drawing that's already there. So like, let's say there's a drawing of a chili pepper. Somebody else could come up and draw a bowl of chili. They could draw one of the members of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Right. They could draw the Chili's logo from the restaurant and put that next to it. And we just want to build this big web of drawings that have connecting ideas. To, again, try to go along with that theme of reconnect.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. I wonder what the result will be.
We'll see. We'll see. I kind of want it to get out of hand and be a ridiculous thing.
It's almost like the game of telephone when you keep whispering to everybody in the circle, but this way it's with art. So
similar, yeah.
You never know what that final result will be. But it sounds like a lot of great things to reconnect. And again, lots of different mediums from the sidewalk all the way up to the windows of different places. So that's with Shape and Sound. And we've also heard from Marlene about events. Is there anything else you wanted to add about events? Or it sounds like you covered quite a bit of your busy schedule, but if you have anything else too.
Well, I think I'm going to come down and check out his maze.
Sure.
That sounds pretty awesome. I just want to say we want people to show up, you know. I mean, all families, children, everybody, you know, of course, adults as well. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so much going on that I think it's important to start feeling like we are normal again and reconnect. And local artists and not local artists, I hope that you come do our plein air event. It's, you know, it's an awesome event. So I'll see everybody at Art Week. That's all.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, and it's kind of the kickoff to the summer season in the city of Marquette as well in the Upper Great Lakes. So what better opportunity than to come on down and experience Art Week here in Marquette. Just a reminder, we've been speaking with Ben and Marlene about both of their busy schedules for this week of Art Week. Ben, did you want to briefly mention the summer camp?
Yeah. So, yeah, as you're saying, Art Week is a great way to kind of start, set things off for the summer. And, you know, the theme is reconnect. It's not just touch base and go back to hiding in your houses and everything. So we do want this to be the start of a lot of great things to happen over the summer. So Shape and Sound is offering a summer camp this year. It's kind of, we're doing 2 3-week sort of seminars. And it's 3 days a week, 3 hours a day for each thing. And we're being hosted by Campfire Co-Works. So that's gonna be the physical place where we meet. But there are gonna be a lot of activities that we do that are designed around connecting the students to the community. So we'll be taking walks around Marquette, talking about photography, and really just trying to, you know, not just teach them art, but teach them that art is a part of our community and that it's really connected with everything if you just know how to look at it. So that's gonna be for ages 9 to 15. I think signups are set up yet. I haven't gotten the full confirmation from the people that are setting up that side of things. But if you want to check out shapeandsoundarts.com, there should be a thing at the top to click on for summer camp. And even if signup's not available yet, you can still certainly get all of the information there. And it should be within the next 24 hours at the absolute latest that you can sign up for that.
All right. Wonderful. And it'll be good to double check that and also check out Shape and Sound on the web. And Marlene, is there anything else you want to plug before we wrap things up today?
Oh, I think that we've covered just about everything. I'm just excited to get this going, and I hope a lot of people come out and paint my figures. I'd like to see, we want people to be really creative, and I don't care if it's dots, dashes, solid, no matter what they want to put on their clothing, I think that would be cool. And if you want to bring yarn, I'll bring glue. You could do hair.
Can do some yarn bombing down there as well. Yeah. I know my wife would be interested in that for sure. Well, Ben and Marlene, it's been great to talk with both of you about Art Week events here in the city of Marquette. Thanks for taking some time today.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you for having us.